Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Two major sporting events offer winter sports enthusiasts a time to put their skills on display. Jody Potts-Joseph is the first Hongwichin woman to compete in Alaska's famed Iditarod sled dog race. She is also an environmentalist and traditional tattooist. She has raced in more than a half dozen pro dog sled competitions, but this was her first attempt at the grueling 1,000-mile Iditarod. In addition to the usual challenges along the long, remote race course, Potts-Joseph encountered a number of surprises, including coming face-to-face with a bison that charged her and her dogs.
I was just hollering at it, and I started grabbing sticks. Nothing really good that could, like, fight it off, but I was throwing sticks, and it wasn't fazed, and put its head down, and it was about to charge again. That's when I remembered what my grandma had done when her kids were charged by a grizzly bear. She didn't have a gun. My grandparents had only one gun. My grandpa was out hunting. So my grandma just got the kids inside, and she ran out and confronted that bear and spoke to it in our language and said, "Unflachincha chichine huchina," which means go away, have mercy on us. And that just flashed in my mind. And so I said those words, "Unflachincha chichine huchina," and it lifted its head up from the I'm going to charge position, and it lifted its head up and it looked at me, and then it just turned around and trotted up that hill, and then it was just all calm again.
Potts-Joseph halted her attempt about two-thirds of the way because her dog showed signs of illness. She regretted having to pull out of the race, but says it was the best decision for her dogs.
They were kind of fading as far as their energy and their performance. And so I thought, well, I'm going to give them a good rest here at this cabin and see how they are in the morning. And by morning, you know, everyone was sick with that cough. And so if dog didn't have this gastric issue, the stomach bug, then they had the cough. And then in the morning, two dogs were severely coughing, like couldn't catch the breath. So that's when I just knew it just wouldn't be safe to continue. At that point, I had one completely healthy dog, that didn't have a cough or diarrhea. And I just figured, you know, it's only a matter of time that dog gets sick. So, you know, kind of unavoidable when other dogs in the race are sick. And yeah, just super unfortunate, just really disappointing. Of course, my first concern is with my dogs, you know, they're like my kids. So it was just the smart thing to do and the right thing to do is just, of course, prioritize their health. And so that was the easy decision. Once I saw in the morning just how horribly sick they were, then, you know, it was a pretty easy call, but of course, disappointing nonetheless.
Another northern competition is the annual Arctic Winter Games. Kyle Worrell is a traditional games coach and athlete. He is Tlingit, Tekaton Athabascan, and Yupik. He says his main motivation is to see the culture of the games and the athletes who carry it continue to grow.
What's really important to me and why I do this is building awareness of Indigenous people and Indigenous people of the North. The North is becoming more of the main stage these days, and sometimes there's decisions made from places nowhere near the Arctic. And so it's important that people know that we exist, that we have our culture, we have our games, and our voices are important in these global decisions that impact the Arctic. So that's another part of my mission around sharing the games, is just building that human connection so that when people think of the Arctic, they think of real people and not just a place where they have no connection to.
Worrell says he appreciates how the games in Yukon Territory, Canada, celebrate traditional games alongside more conventional winter sports. Candace Parker is a coach for Team Alaska, which earned the most medals of any team at the games. She says the competition helps build both cultural connections and athletic ability.
The pride of making culture cool again, making that connection. I know with my journey, finding people that are celebrating culture on a platform like Arctic Winter Games, watching people from Nunavut, Quebec, speak their dialect, and I'm like, oh man, I could speak as well. Those kind of exposures give that encouragement to go back to my community and ask the questions, what can I do differently to embrace our culture and be proud of it? I think the first games that I competed in 1990, there was not much in way of wearing traditional garments. And fast forward to today, there's a lot more garments being worn.
Parker says her connections to the games date back to her first competition in 1990. And she says she and the athletes developed family-like bonds at the games over the years. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.